days of wine and roses. Laugh and run away.
This is Joanne Salisbury Troxell, welcoming you to the Poet's Corner and another World War I poet, Siegfried Sassoon. Sassoon is best remembered for his angry and compassionate poems about World War I, which brought him public and critical acclaim. Avoiding the sentimentality and jingoism of many war poets, Sassoon wrote of the horror and brutality of trench warfare and contemptuously satirized generals, politicians, and churchmen for their incompetence and blind support of the war. In 1957, he was awarded the Queen's Medal for Poetry. Born into a wealthy Jewish family, Sassoon lived the leisurely life of a cultivated country gentleman before the war, pursuing his two major interests, poetry and fox hunting. Following the outbreak of the war, Sassoon served with the Royal Welsh Fusiliers, seeing action in France in late 1915, called Mad Jack. Because of his disregard for danger, he received a military cross for bringing back a wounded soldier during heavy fire. After being wounded in action, Sassoon wrote an open letter of protest to the War Department, refusing to fight anymore. Quote, "I believe that this war is being deliberately prolonged by those who have the power to end it," he wrote in the letter. At the urging of Bertrand Russell, the letter was read in the House of Commons. Sassoon expected to be court-martialed for his protest, but poet Robert Graves intervened on his behalf, arguing that Sassoon was suffering from shell shock and needed medical treatment. In 1917, Sassoon was hospitalized. Some of Sassoon's best war poems, all of which are harshly realistic laments or satires, writes a critic, were written while Sassoon was in the hospital recovering from his injuries. Public reaction to Sassoon's poetry was fierce. Some readers complained that the poet displayed little patriotism, while others found his shockingly realistic depictions of war to be too extreme. But the British public bought the books he wrote because in his best poems, Sassoon captured the feeling of trench warfare and the weariness of British soldiers for a war that seemed never to end. Quote, "The dynamic quality of his war poems," according to a critic for the Times, "was due to the intensity of feeling which underlay their cynicism." In the history of British poetry, Sassoon will be remembered primarily for some 100 poems in which he protested the continuation of World War I. As recently as 1981, a noted critic said, quote, "Today, his poems ring as true as they ever did. It is difficult to see how they could be better." Someone else said, quote, "He is one of the few poets of his generation we are really unable to do without." Here are some examples from his book titled War Poems. "You smug-faced crowds with kindling eye, who cheer when soldier lads march by, sneak home and pray you'll never know the hell where youth and laughter go. And in another, mute in that golden silence hung with green, come down from heaven and bring me in your eyes remembrance of all beauty that has been and stillness from the pools of paradise. I'd like to end with one of Sassoon's best-known war poems, Does It Matter? It is bitter, cynical, sardonic, and true to the core. Does it matter? Does it matter losing your legs? For people will always be kind, and you need not show that you mind when others come in after hunting to gobble their muffins and eggs. Does it matter losing your sight? There's such splendid work for the blind, and people will always be kind as you sit on the terrace remembering and turning your face to the light. Do they matter, those dreams in the pit? You can drink and forget and be glad, and people won't say that you're mad, for they know that you fought for your country, and no one will worry a bit. To conclude, a final word from this courageous poet that speaks to all of us. Quote, and my last words shall be these, that it is only from the inmost silence of the heart that we know the world for what it is, and ourselves for what the world has made us. Siegfried Sassoon, born September 8, 1886, in Matfield, Kent, England, died September 1, 1967, at 80 years old. This is Joanne Salisbury Troxell from The Poet's Corner. Sip the wine of life, smell the roses, and read a poem. Thanks for listening. Bye now.